Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Yes, and Lindsey Graham saying, yeah, I'll consider impeaching Trump if it makes it to the Senate. What? Yeah, if there's evidence of a quid pro quo, he says, I'd be very disturbed. And under those circumstances, I would consider impeaching President Trump. Okay, let's pull out our handy pocket constitutions. Does the word quid pro quo show up anywhere there?
No.
No, you cannot find it in a text search. The word high crimes, misdemeanors, and bribery show up. Not quid pro quo. If quid pro quo was an impeachable offense, every single president would be impeached.
No.
Every last one. Quid pro quo is how we do foreign policy in this country. You do this, I do that. We give you this money. Why do we give you foreign aid? So you'll do what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point of it.
Doesn't work out that way all the time, but
no,
yeah.
But yeah. So I mean, quid pro, I'd be very disturbed if I saw quid pro quo, he says. Again, so maybe we should mail Lindsey like a highlighted copy of the Constitution so he can read it again. You'd think he'd know it being a lawyer, but I guess he doesn't. Just saying stuff like this is damaging. It's incredibly damaging. He's running in USA Today. I guess he feels he didn't do enough those 2 weeks. He now admits he was wrong on Syria to undermine the president, so now he's coming at it from a different angle. I guess. You know, I guess he just doesn't read election results real well. Like that time he ran for president and he came in at 2% in his home state with a margin of error of 3%. Who'd the state elect president? Let me give you a hint, Lindsey. It wasn't you. Not in the primary and not in the general. We don't need you at 2% with a 3% margin of error to tell us, like Nancy Pelosi, how we were wrong about who we picked. We don't need you out there doing your best to undermine him while flapping your jaw on Fox News like you support the guy. And I'm not the only one who's noticing. I've played this clip endlessly. I will continue to play it through the election. This is Lindsey Graham on Maria Bartiromo promising yet again somebody needs to investigate. Well, the chief person in the Senate who is in place to investigate, the best place to investigate, be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. That's Lindsey Graham. And he has done nothing. Gateway Pundit published his entire committee schedule since the beginning of the year. He promised to investigate the deep state. He promised to investigate the FISA abuse. He promised to investigate all of it. He has not had one single hearing on anything having to do with FBI corruption, FISA court corruption, Russia hoax corruption, any of it. If you look at his committee schedule, all you can conclude is that he is supporting the deep state. And I'm not the only one saying it now. It's not just Maria Bartiromo. It's not just Gateway Pundit. Now it's Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson. Here's how it started last week.
Somebody needs to look at whether or not the DNC was involved with the Ukraine. Somebody needs to look at the Bidens, whether or not they violated the law. They sure as hell looked at the Trumps. Yeah. Somebody needs to look at the Bidens. I want this to be done outside of politics.
So he goes on TV and he says that sounds great. Problem is, here's Maria Bartiromo to Lindsey Graham.
My viewers are frustrated. They want some subpoenas. They want to see you do that deep dive into what took place.
Yeah. He's done nothing. 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 So Rand Paul last night on Tucker Carlson, now they're asking the question. Lindsey Graham has not held one single hearing since January. I guess he's too busy on Fox News flapping his jaw about how somebody ought to do something. Problem is that somebody's him and people are starting to notice.
I'm not going to.
Tucker Carlson trying to explain this last night with Rand Paul.
Well, he needs to use his clout, and only he can do it. Sometimes they give the argument, they say, well, we only want to do it if the Democrats will do it in a bipartisan way. But it doesn't have to be that. A simple majority can vote to do anything in the Judiciary Committee, and I think every one of his members will vote with him to have hearings. But yes, I think there should be very high-profile hearings on this, and there's a lot to investigate. How they originally got the FISA warrant, I want to know that, because I don't want anybody else in America to be abused by government the way the president was.
Well, of course.
Happened to anyone.
Well, need to remind Senator Rand Paul that there is nothing the Democrats are going to do in a bipartisan way.
No.
Bipartisan is when you drop your wants, desires, needs, and principles and vote the way they want you to. That's bipartisanship to any Democrat on Capitol Hill. House, Senate, makes no difference. That's it, period. There is no bipartisanship there. Doesn't exist.
Well, Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson continued on why they believe Lindsey Graham is literally on Fox News every day saying somebody ought to do something. It's terrible how Trump's been treated and that somebody's him and he's doing nothing.
He's the chairman of a powerful committee, the Judiciary Committee. And yes, I've encouraged him publicly and privately to do this. I'd like to see John Brennan come in. I want to see Brennan testify. And I would ask him very pointedly, did you talk to the British intelligence agencies and did you set up spying by foreign intelligence agencies on the president or the president's campaign? Because I think he did. And I think that's against the law. And I've talked to people who are convinced that these people, while they may be deceitful, they're sort of, you know, so official that they probably, as paperwork, they filled out, and those phone calls probably have a record. But I think he did call the British agents, and I think he did get them involved. But I also think it'd be interesting to know Christopher Steele and that Steele dossier. Did he talk to Russian agents? That's been the rumor for over a year now, that he was getting information from Russian agents. So everything the Democrats have accused President Trump of doing, you know, investigating a political rival with a foreign country,
right?
All of those same questions should be asked of the Democrats. Did they do that to Trump?
Well, that's exactly right. And we're being told we have no right to know the answer after 2 years of sitting patiently and listening to this nonsense about Russia. So Lindsey Graham is at the center of this. You want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but the question remains, why hasn't he done this? It's within his power to do it. He hasn't done it. What's the answer? Why?
He needs to go ahead and exercise his power. We've been waiting a long time on this. Some people, and I'm not going to say Senator Graham, but there are other Republican senators up here whose allegiance is more to the deep state than it is to the president.
Yeah.
I think that Senator Graham does like the president and wants to get to the bottom of this, but a lot of us want to see it get started. We want to see subpoenas.
I guess that was a shout out to Pierre Delecto.
Yeah, really. That's really frightening, though. There's some senators up here, he says, Republicans, not Democrats, whose allegiance is more to the deep state. I mean, that just sends a chill down my spine. That basically, let me translate, they're going to let that deep state do whatever to you they want to do. It doesn't matter how many laws it breaks. They don't care.
Because it maintains the status quo, the power structure in this country. It is separate from what socialist progressive Democrats want. It is separate from what conservative, libertarian-minded Tea Party members want. It is the deep state. It is the bureaucracy. It is the shadow government that really runs things.
It is. And it's truly terrifying. And, you know, I was thinking about the irony of this. The true whistleblowers, like Edward Snowden, did a incredibly patriotic service to this country in letting us know our deep state existed. They were spying on regular people, and that James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, had gone before Congress and lied about it under oath, flat out felony level lied about it, said we weren't doing any spying, said we weren't collecting metadata on regular people. And that's what tripped Edward Snowden to releasing what he did, because he saw the DNI lie to Congress. And look who's being protected, who's being lionized, who is being treated like gold by Congress, these CIA faux whistleblowers. Where's the real whistleblower, the one who did a service to the American people, Edward Snowden? He's in Russia. What does it tell you that you have to run from the deep state and Russia is the place that hides you? What does it say about the iron fist that is this country is becoming? I mean, I think it says a lot. And to me, Edward Snowden will always be a patriot and a hero, not a traitor, not even close. I mean, they broke the law. They lied about it. He was the first to tell us how bad it was. And I'll never forget, Lee, when Rand Paul was running for president in the primaries, I was in Charleston and he would come on my show like weekly because he was trying to do earned media. And I loved talking to Rand Paul. And I remember I asked him after Snowden's revelation came out, about the metadata collection program, how the NSA was sweeping it all up. Your phone, your who you call, all your text, all your emails, all of it. It's illegal. They couldn't do it. It was not lawful. And I said, and I asked him about it, and he said, listen, you got to understand, that program, that's one of five. What the heck are the other four doing? And that chilled me, and I've never forgotten it. What are the other four that Snowden didn't reveal collecting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to be listening through our computers. There's not a lot of other things they could be doing. I mean, they have got to be getting every word of our phone calls. There's not a lot of other things they could be doing. We know from the Snowden program, they've already got our metadata, which is, again, your text, your emails, and a record of who you call. Maybe not necessarily the phone conversation, but a record of who you call. Well, if that's one program, what the heck are the other four? Are they any more legal than the one Snowden exposed? And yet you got Lindsey Graham flapping his jaw on Fox News about how very unfair it is while doing nothing to stop it. You can't look at his Judiciary Committee schedule and conclude anything else that he's protecting the deep state and he's running the clock out to try to protect them. I think in hopes Trump will lose in 2020 so things can go back to the way that they were. It's disgusting. He's your senator, but he ain't on your side.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here's some good news. Foods on the most nutritious list. You're thinking, oh, yes, I want to eat that. Most nutritious, whatever. Well, you may, actually. This is a pretty yummy list. And my computer just crashed out, so I'll tell you what it is in the next segment. Let's go back to, technology. This is maddening. All right. Let's go back to Rand Paul. And I began talking about this a couple weeks ago, and now everybody else is talking about it, too. Glad people have noticed. Maria Bartiromo, Gateway Pundit, now Tucker Carlson and Rand Paul. Why won't Lindsey Graham have hearings into any of this Russia, FISA abuse? What we could do, NSA database. We got over 13,000 illegal searches by the FBI and their contractors. Anybody care to look at that? Some of them are political. Not one hearing on any of it in Lindsey Graham's Judiciary Committee, which is where traditionally these hearings would be held. He is blocking the investigation into the deep state. There is no other way to put it. Yeah, he sounds good on Fox News. Don't let him fool you. He's up for re-election. He's just run his mouth. I guarantee you, I'll tell you what he's doing. He's telling the donors, don't worry, I got to do this. I got to fool these idiots who vote for me. But watch what I do. I'm not doing anything you wouldn't like. I'm keeping the deep state intact. I'm not questioning the Democrats. I'm protecting them because I don't hold hearings. I got this. I'm still who I was. I just have to go on TV a little while longer and say some stuff that my idiot constituents like to hear. But don't worry, I'm still who I was. So what's going on? And they're all beginning to call him out for it. I mean, folks, it's October. He's had that chairmanship since January. He has done not one thing. And no, it's not because he's busy. You look at the committee hearing sheet. They have hearings on silly stuff. Air pollution. Come on. Rand Paul continued on Tucker Carlson on why Lindsey Graham might not be interested in holding hearings that ask pointed questions about deep state corruption and lawbreaking.
I wonder if his disagreement with Trump on foreign policy questions has caused him to slow walk some of these investigations.
Well, there is an establishment, both in foreign policy and also in the intelligence community. And in the intelligence community, it truly is the deep state. The deep state has an enormous amount of power to look at individuals. And so when Senator Graham and I have fought these fights in the past, I've always fought for having warrants where a real judge in public has to present probable cause. Lindsey has always fought for allowing these to be done secretly, these FISA warrants, allowing Americans to, and let Americans be caught up in these. And so this is something that there may be a concern that if we look at the intelligence state, the deep state, that as we find out things, that some of their power may diminish. And so there might be a philosophical difference that he wants them to maintain their power. He wants to maintain the intelligence community's enormous grip
on things. It may be. And I bet you the voters of South Carolina disagree with him on that. And you
know, I think voters want to know what happened, what they did to the president. Yeah.
And I think Lindsey Graham doesn't want anybody to find out. Again, you can talk a good game all you want. But when you don't hold a single hearing in 10 months, you're with them. You're not with us. Texter writes, remember Tara Gramnesty said that he knows what's best for us. He doesn't represent we the people. The question to ask is what bribe or dirt is the deep state holding over old Lindsey? Oh, I could talk about that, but I'm not going to. Texter writes, hey, Tara, all the delays and excuses. Why the Horowitz IG FISA report isn't public yet after several months of anticipation of its issues leads me to the suspicion it's going to be deep-sixed by the deep state. I do not know the answer to that. And boy, am I curious. I got to tell you, stuff is going on. This is from Breitbart and NBC News. And it's fascinating. Breitbart writing this morning, CIA deep state actors linked to origin of Russia hoax lawyer up. Okay, that kind of thing in Breitbart. It's rumors and stuff. Where'd they get it? Oh, now this is interesting. NBC News. NBC News made the revelation on Monday, adding that the Department of Injustice has found something significant. That'd be Bill Barr. And expanded their review into the origins of the Russia probe into Donald J. Trump. Now, here's how they spin it. AG Barr, this is from NBC News. AG Barr expands mysterious review into origin of Russia investigation. Because, of course, to them, it's mysterious. It's probably bad because, I mean, we all know dual justice. You are never supposed to look into the Democrats. And if you do, you ought to be impeached and thrown out of office. Just on principle. Never mind what the Democrats did. Here's what else NBC writes. If U.S. Attorney John Durham is conducting a criminal investigation, it's not clear what allegations of wrongdoing are being examined. A review launched by Attorney General William Barr. They're panicking. This is panic. A review launched by Attorney General William Barr into the origins of the Russia investigation has expanded significantly amid concerns about whether the probe has any legal or factual basis, multiple current and former officials told NBC News. Okay, first of all, they got no idea. Let me translate this to you, for you. The Democrats know this. They know they don't control Barr. If they thought they did, you wouldn't see any of this impeachment stuff. You wouldn't see any of it. It wouldn't be necessary for them to go that far out on a limb with something that polls poorly. So here's what this tells me. They know they don't control Barr. They don't know what Barr will do. Never forget, Barr comes from the Bush wing of the party. They're not good people. Never forget, Daddy was a set director of the CIA, the ultimate deep stater who took over the Republican Party. By the way, you wonder, where do these Republicans get this deep state alliance? Why do they want shadowy, secretive agents running things rather than the people in the Congress? Well, they were all recruited by the Bush arm. Who ran the Bush arm till he died? Daddy did. Daddy Bush. Who's Daddy? Daddy's the head of the CIA. Never forget that. They are the ultimate deep staters. When the Washington Post blew the whistle and first used the term deep state in alarm, in 2003 and 2004, it was because George W. Bush and the Congress under him was exponentially increasing the size of the deep state. And I mean by thousands of operatives with security clearances. They said the deep state was so massive, its spy ability so great that Congress literally didn't have time to oversee it and it was out of control. As soon as Obama came into office, they stopped using the term deep state and stopped covering it. So if it's a shock to you to learn that there are many Republicans who support the deep state, it's because the Bush arm of the party recruited them. They are deep state. They're original deep state. They believe that they know best what's for this country, and you ought to be spied on, policed, and terrorized if you don't go along.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 71307. Texter writes, Tara, would the $150 billion Obama gave the Iranian mullahs, in foreign donation on pallets, to keep it secret, I might add, be considered a quid pro quo? Well, no, if he were a Republican, yes, but he's a Democrat, so no. Texter continues, didn't Obama use taxpayer money as leverage to achieve a certain outcome? Yes, to get the Iranians to sign the fake deal that lets them go right on enriching uranium while that could be used for a nuclear weapon while pretending they're not. Texter continues, if so, why wasn't Obama impeached using the Democrat standards they are currently using against Trump? An excellent question. It's because he's a Democrat. We have a dual justice system. Rules, laws, the Constitution applies in the extreme to Republicans. If they can't find a way that applies, they'll make up a new and novel one and use that. Democrats can openly violate all the rules, all the laws, and that'll be fine. Because they're better. They are more moral. They're really trying to do something good. And besides, they're better looking than you. Texter writes, not sure if y'all noticed the overload of Tulsi everywhere. Tulsi versus Hillary. Tulsi in a bikini. Tulsi in uniform weeping at a grave. I smell a rat. Yeah, I do too. I smell a rat. Tulsi is the most formidable candidate in that entire group. After Buttigieg and Horizontal Harris. Actually, I'd rank them second. She's attractive. She's young. She's got military history. They can make her look moderate. She's not. She's not even close to moderate. She endorsed Bernie Sanders. I'm not sure what more you need to know than that. She's also endorsed the Green New Deal. Want to do that? Sound like a good idea to you? She's endorsed the Equality Act that will force girls' teams to accept boys' teams at public institutions, high schools, colleges, middle schools. Yeah, that's Tulsi Gabbard. But people don't know this about her, so they think she's moderate. It's crazy. I have had so many people tell me, she's the moderate. I'm going to go for her just in case they win. Are you crazy? Here's a list of stuff she supports. Green New Deal, gun control. You're going to love that. Medicare for all. That's the part where they take away your plan by force. They eliminate your plan and put you in a government one, whether you want it or not. The Dream Act, DACA, slavery reparations. Let me ask you a question. Does she sound any different than any of the rest of the Democrats? No, she's a socialist. She's a good-looking one, but she's a socialist. I appreciate she served her country. But that doesn't mean I want to follow her march into socialism any more than I want to follow AOC's. I mean, honestly, this list, she's indistinguishable from AOC. She just doesn't run her mouth like AOC does. She's smart that way, which is what makes her so dangerous. And I've long feared the Democrats had figured this out, that they could win with her. She would be formidable against Trump. And that maybe this is what's going on. I'm not sure. Especially with Joe going down there. They're in a panic. Wall Street hates Elizabeth Warren. And they need somebody that could put in there to advance the socialism without crashing the markets. So that's what the deal is. It'd be smart politics. It would. All right. Meanwhile, we were appalled, deeply saddened to see a world record fall over the weekend. I don't know if you followed this. Yeah, it was this time, and you're going to see this. All the world record holders in the next couple of decades are going to be men in women's sports because women simply can't biologically compete with them. And you're going to see record after record after record fall in track. You're going to see them fall in cycling, whatever, weightlifting. So it's all going to go. And men will hold the records in men's sports, and biological men will hold the records in women's sports. And women might as well honestly just stay on the couch eating potato chips. Because what's the point? Honestly, what's even the point? You tell me. I don't know. Rachel McKinnon who's really a man, also a professor at the College of Charleston. So you helped to pay her salary with your tax dollars. You'd be excited about that. She also identifies not just as a man, but as a Canadian. She was cycling for Canada when she shattered the world record this weekend, stealing it from an actual woman whose name will now be erased and all her efforts erased from history. Cyclist Rachel McKinnon, a biological male who presents as a woman, won the Women's World Championship on Saturday and set a woman's world record in a qualifying event, meaning she stole it from another actual woman. And you got to listen to the logic here. In a Friday interview with Sky News, McKinnon said attempts to level the playing field for women's sports by discriminating against transgender athletes were the equivalent of, quote, denying their human rights. Quote, all my medical records say female, McKinnon said. My doctor treats me as a female person. My racing license says female. But people who oppose my existence still... No, we don't oppose your existence. That'd be terrible. We oppose the fraud. Your medical records are a fraud, honey. Anyway, she continues, but people who oppose my existence still want to think of me as male. So if we want to say that I believe you're a woman for all of society, except for this massive central part that is sport, then that's not fair. Victoria Hood, a former cycling champion and manager of a British all-female cycling team, challenged McKinnon, telling Sky News that, quote, it is not complicated. The science is there, and it says that it is unfair. The male body, which has been through male puberty, still retains its advantage. That doesn't go away. I have sympathy with them. They have a fight. They have a right to do sport, but not a right to go into any category they want. On Saturday, McKinnon, the College of Charleston male philosophy professor who identifies as a woman and just shattered a female record in cycling, McKinnon issued a press release denouncing her, Hood, for having an irrational fear of trans women. Here's what Dr. Rachel McKinnon said. Many people claim to support trans women, but often they only support us until our lives impact them in any meaningful way. In my case, people literally say they support trans women, but not in sport. There can be no but. We are either full or equal women, or we are not. On Saturday, McKinnon tweeted, quote, I have yet to meet a real champion who has a problem with trans women. Real champions want stronger competition. If you win because bigotry got your competition banned, you're a loser. So, okay, real women, I guess, want to compete against biological men, lose and have their names erased from history. No, I wouldn't bother. Honestly, if I was in cycling, I just wouldn't bother. I just wouldn't show up. I'd stop training. Why would you train? I mean, yeah, you want to stay in shape maybe, but at the competition level, why? Honestly, why would you bother? What's the point? And that is it. What exactly is the point? Texter writes about Tulsi Gabbard, and she doesn't have those crazy ex-girlfriend eyes. Yeah, she's got that going for her.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you're a woman who fears competition from stronger-bodied people like men, then you're a loser. Says College of Charleston professor and man, Rachel McKinnon, who identifies as a woman but was born female. She also insists that she shouldn't be made to take any sort of hormones to transition to female if she doesn't want to. And that those who are denouncing Hood for having canceled the world record set by an actual woman are denouncing McKinnon. She says they have an irrational fear of trans women. And she says her medical records say she's a female. She's not a biological female. All my records, my medical records say female, McKinnon said. My doctor treats me as a female person. My racing license says female. But people who oppose my existence still want to think of me as male. So if we want to say that I believe you're a woman for all of society, except for this massive central part that is sport, then that's not fair. What do you think, Richard and Greer?
Well, one thing I'm sure has been brought up before, but I don't understand is why we don't have a transgender division. Like you have your male, your female, and then you have your transgender. Let them compete against themselves. I mean, that's the only fair thing to do. Yeah, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I think that would be fair. I'd be willing to do that. Transgender folks competing against each other. That's fine. A transgender world record. Yeah, I mean, that's fine, too.
That's right. I mean, they're confused about what they are, so let's put them in their own group.
It's so heartbreaking to me for these women. I mean, I can only imagine the work that they have done to get to the world level in cycling and just the grind of day in and day out and the discipline of eating for that and training for that. And then to be told, you were the fastest female on earth. God, can you imagine that? I can't get over what it would be. I mean, it just gives me chills, the idea of being the best at anything. Doesn't it? That's something special. You were the fastest woman on earth on a bike. And you will never be recognized for that. You will never set a world record. In your time, your name won't be known. You won't get endorsements. The most you can ever hope for is to know yourself you were the fastest woman on earth. Because that title was taken from you by a biological man. I mean, the unfairness of it just sticks in my craw. It makes me sick. And it's not because I don't like transgender people. Look, we're in America here. You want to believe what you want to believe. I want you to do that. I want you to be free. I don't want you to be throttled on Facebook. I got no problem with you. Until you come in and try to steal somebody else's record because you're biologically superior and you know it. I mean, these girls, these women, they train their lives for this. And the best they'll ever be allowed to have now is the knowledge, the personal knowledge, they were the fastest woman on earth because the record books won't say it. Maybe for some, that's good enough just to know that you were, but never have the recognition. It's so unfair. It is so unfair because, folks, men will never experience this. They will never be beaten by a woman transitioning to a man in their sports because she doesn't have the biology to do it. Only women will suffer this. God, we are taking a step back in feminism, in women's rights.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.